Welcome to today's episode of Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. And now your hosts, Tracy DeForge and Russ Reba.
Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba, and you are listening to the Journey to There radio show. Be sure to log on today to journeytothere.com. We get today's show off to a bit of a different start, and our topic today, no doubt, is inspired by the recent Hurricane Matthew. At the time this show has been released, the show you're listening to right now, there are still thousands of folks along the east coast of the United States, as well as in the Caribbean, who are still dealing with the after effects of this storm. Many affected in big ways, many lost loved ones, lost homes, lost businesses, and many greatly inconvenienced, and may you be one of those who were just inconvenienced by the storm. But I just want to start off by sending our heartfelt thoughts to those who have been impacted by this event. Tracy?
Yes, and I want to say also, too, that even if you were not impacted directly on the East Coast, there were a lot of loved ones that were worried about people that were on the East Coast. Yep. So there was a broad and wide impact, really worldwide, around the storm and the effects that it could have and did have on people. So our topic today is the story after the storm, and my desire and hope is that this will speak to anyone who was affected or involved or cared about anyone in the storm, but also just even if you weren't for whatever reason, it's also just about how we experience the aftermath of storms in our life that we go through too, because there's so much similarity and symmetry that it has been on my mind for at least the last 2 weeks, for sure.
Exactly.
Where do we begin? I think I want to start with the fact that I actually was impacted by Hurricane Matthew, which is one of the driving forces behind us making this our topic today. And so was Russ, because we choose to live in coastal areas for the 99.9% benefits that we gain from it. And there are often times, not frequently, but there have been times where that convenience has, and I don't know, most people's dream, if you will, to be living near the coast is not always a dream, but can shift on a dime to something resembling a nightmare. And Russ is actually, you've been through this before. I'm so raw with it because in 10 years of living on the coast, I've never experienced anything like what recently happened. So you, on the other hand, live in a Cat 5 house and you're like ready to go if it happens, but you're never psychologically ready to go, right?
Well, here's the thing. I've got the wife who's like, oh, there's another tropical depression out there. And it's like, listen, until you can go ahead and look at your tracking apps and all of that stuff on your iPad and your iPhone and everything. Don't talk to me until the storm is 3 to 5 days out, because that's when I know I have the time to prepare for something and not overreact. Because mind you, before these hurricanes come in, it's usually the weather is gorgeous and you would never think there's something out there. But like you said,
calm before the storm.
It is. I mean, it's funny.
Rhetorical and literate.
We say it all the time. But I do live in a home that is built to withstand a Category 5 hurricane. But even so, I will prepare as if I'm living in a home that is built out of, let's say, wood, which many homes are.
Which mine is. And that was one of the things that I've, you know, again, for our listeners, if you're hearing this and you can relate, that's great. But if you can't, I can assure you, you're going to find some interest in this, because this is so effective of so much of a broader picture for me. And the fundamental thing that really struck me at first, so they're saying that it's coming, and once before we had like a severe storm warning that was almost a Category 1 but wasn't, and then recently before the Big Daddy, then we had a threat that was turned out to be, because the weather shifted, it wasn't as threatening. So this time wasn't like that for me, and we had a mandatory evacuation. So the point of all of this is, when one is told within 24 hours or less that you have to evacuate your home and it is mandatory, I pose the question to you, Russ, and our listeners, what would you take with you because it happened to me and I was faced with that question and it was very emotional and it was very logical. It was very sentimental. I mean, the range of emotions that went through my head and my heart when I had to pack up my life to it with the true realization that I may not have a house to come back to is, what do you take? I mean, that is a powerful question.
I'll tell you, the only thing that comes to mind is, let me put it to you this way. Let's compare a tornado to a hurricane. A tornado, you usually have no warning, but if you see one coming, what are you going to take before you evacuate or before you shelter? There's three things I would take, and that would be my wife and my two sons. Now, when you're talking about a hurricane, you have plenty of time to prepare for the most part.
And that time can be a blessing and a curse. Trust me.
Right. you've got to think about it. What would you take? You know, the most important thing is your family. And if you're headed off to stay with some other family or friends, you know, you've got pretty much everything you need. You should take, you know, I would take, you know, my credit cards, my full tank of gas and some cash to be able to survive over the next few days. Cause you're going to be sitting in a lot of traffic. If you leave without a full tank of gas, did you sit in traffic?
No, the only reason I'm laughing is because we didn't sit in traffic because we left at like 3 o'clock in the morning. But that's a whole nother story.
Wow.
Which I'll get around to.
Why are you laughing?
Because you're so practical and warm and fuzzy and loving. And I have to say, I packed my favorite blue jeans because they're so hard to buy that I packed my bathing suits and my blue jeans because damn if I was going to go shopping.
She's going
for those
on vacation. She brought her bathing suit.
And this is the absurdity of what I'm talking about. So here is the thing. I packed very sentimental things. I packed photographs that couldn't be replaced that were taken well before the digital age.
Yeah.
I packed things for my, you know, I was packing for my husband as well because he was at work during this time. And so I did a really good job on the front end of really thinking about like our marriage license and our passports. And
Wait. Did you think somebody was going to question your marriage?
No. However, see, this is another, I hate to pull the female card, but you have never had to change your name in your life. And if you did have to change it or change it back, God forbid, you got to have the marriage license.
So that's what she's worried about. She's worried about somebody questioning her last name when a hurricane is coming barreling towards her.
Okay, so
her
the
home.
Reality of the situation is I still have some credit cards. I've been married close to 5 years now, but I have some credit cards. I still haven't gotten changed yet, and you know it's really been a hassle.
Did you see the movie? Did you see the movie The Jerk?
Well, what am I being a jerk right now?
No. With Steve Martin, the jerk, he's lost everything and he's leaving. And he says, "I'm not leaving with anything. I'm just taking myself." And then he says, "I'm taking myself and this bouncy paddleball game. And then I'm taking myself and this jacket. I'm taking this
jeans.
Jacket." And as he's walking, he ends up, he can't even walk. He's got so many things that he's got to take with him. That's you. You're taking your jeans and I'm not leaving. I'm leaving now, but wait, I'm bringing my bathing suit.
Okay. I would need to pause for a moment and get really centered on what I did do and not what we're speculating that I did. Because I'd like to point out for the record that I fit my entire life in one bag, and that has never happened and never been forced to happen ever in my life. Were the blue jeans in the bag? Yes, they were.
Okay, so your car was not weighed down and looking like a lowrider?
No, because my husband would have killed me before anything would have happened with the storm, because he's from the Northeast and he's been through several very trying times with hurricanes.
Yeah.
So I was on like restriction on what I could take. I mean, I was not loading
up
furniture.
Would it have been a different story if it was just you?
Well, it would. Well, it couldn't have been because my car is a two-seater, so I still would have had to cut a one back. And that, my listeners, friends, family, and you that are listening, Russ, is my whole point. It was very surreal for me. It was a very surreal experience of having to fit your entire life into one bag. And then after the storm, now we're talking post-storm, when everything settles down, the whole absurdity of the things that you did pack. Now, here, because I'm going to pull it back into our previous episodes and the intersection between personal and business growth, no one needs to think out there who knows me that I didn't think about my business stuff, right?
You brought your microphone with you, didn't you?
I packed up. My studio is portable for a reason. However, I've never...
Not for the reason of escaping a hurricane.
...forced to evacuate with my equipment. But here's the thing that I'm just going to, full disclosure, Tracy being transparent, to speak back to why we were up at 3 a.m. was because I was actually supposed to take a flight out from the area where I live, and that flight was canceled and because of the pending storm. And then on top of that, we were told we had to evacuate. So my husband, who's so sweet, drove me to the Atlanta airport so that I could still get the connection of my flight. And the flight was not a business trip. It was actually a personal trip for a friend of mine that I've been friends with for 25 plus years. There is a point to this. I'm getting to it. And that is because she was going through her own personal storm, which was another thing that was impacting all the dramatic aspect of all this. And so my other best friend, we were flying out to where she was on vacation because she had taken a vacation for her birthday and she's been going through a really hard time. So we surprised her.
Oh, wow.
And the vacation was in not in the U.S. It was in I did have to have my passport for it, by the way. And so my whole point in pointing all this out is, one, I was escaping a literal storm to go into a figurative one to calm that storm.
Right.
And it was amazing. She was so surprised. And it turned out to be, I mean, the aftermath of that storm was a very positive ending. But during the entire trip, just because we were out of the country, the place they were staying had a TV the size of a half of a wall. And so that storm coverage was like in my face. I was out of the country with no cell phone. I could text and I could email, but I couldn't actually call. And so that was causing me a lot more anxiety.
Well, let me ask you this. How honored was she to have you in her presence with with your literal storm coming towards your home, and you're there for her? That must have been an amazing experience for her.
I mean, I have chills. You can see them right now, like the hair's rising on my arm. And that's why, again, this show is so powerful to me, because there were so many in the weeks leading up to the storm and the actual storm itself. I had so many situations the week prior to that. My husband, who was very close to his uncle, who was 97 years old, was in, he was in hospice, but he had an amazing life. But my husband, the person that he is, he wanted to go to see his uncle before he passed, not at a funeral. So we had dropped everything 2 weeks before the storm and driven 10 hours and covered 1,500 miles in 4 days.
Yeah.
And that was an interesting thing in itself, because just like the hurricane, it brought his family together. He was able to see the wife of his father. She was widowed, and totally coincidentally, although I don't believe in coincidences, she didn't know we were coming, and we called her to see if we could take her out to dinner while we were there, because she has been very lonely since his dad passed away.
Right.
And it was her birthday. And I'm not kidding.
And this was his uncle. His uncle?
We went to, he grew up in the Northeast area, so all his family still lives around there. And so since we were in the area to see his uncle, who was in hospice.
I gotcha.
We called his, I guess technically it's a stepmother.
Stepmom, yeah.
Yeah. And so it was her birthday, and she didn't have anyone to take her out to dinner or do anything. And how about that being put in a place that was such a gift to her?
Awesome.
I mean, I can't tell you how many things have happened to me since the last time we have been together in our studio.
I know. It feels like months.
And it created like this amazing connection. People were so grateful that he had come all that way on the spur of the moment. So then we get back and I have one 24-hour window of time. This I knew, but it's what you do for family. Before I was supposed to leave on my trip, that had only been scheduled for a week because it was a spontaneous drop everything, my friend needs you trip. And thank God we had airline miles. And seriously. And so the one day I was home in between these two trips was mandatory evacuation. So I'm just putting out the picture to our listeners. If you're hearing me right now, you're like, whoa, that's a lot. And it was a lot.
And this is the reason why we've had a little hiccup in our episodes, the episode releases.
Well, we rebroadcast some of my favorites because that's all we could do because there was no way to really... I mean, I did have my portable equipment because I'm a workaholic, and that was the whole original point of the story, was that when I got to my friend's house, or vacation house, and we're there, and the storm surging on the television, looking like it's about to come out of the wall, I realize that I take prescription medicine. It's nothing serious. You know, I'm like, you know, without being too transparent, I am 48. So
wait. Did you bring your favorite jeans and didn't pack your prescription?
Yes. And it's not okay. You can laugh, but let me tell you something. You've never seen a meltdown like I had, and it wasn't because I forgot to pack my medicine. I had packed my medicine in those little pill boxes that go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And since I was going to be gone and originally from like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday or whatever, that's the exact amount of pills I had. So I get in the foreign country, no cell phone. The storm is happening. I shop local, so I use a local pharmacy. My doctor's local. The island is not accessible to anyone after the storm. And all I can do when I'm in this beautiful place with this amazing turquoise water and two of my very best friends for a very sentimental time.
Wait, all you could do is look down and say, I love my jeans.
They weren't with me. Those stayed with my husband. But what I could do is literally take my invisible baseball bat out that I tell everyone not to use and go, I cannot believe I'm such a work addict that I packed my studio and my files, but I did not. Oh, I forgot to admit the files, and that I forgot to put my health first.
Wait, you packed files like paper files?
Well, there were some files that have some graphic, meaning graphic design. In them that I've really felt like if I was gone for a while, I might need to reference. Please, no one can beat me up harder than I've already beat myself up. And my husband was second in line for that, too. I mean, he was very kind about it, but he was very direct. And he was like, help me understand why you would take your studio. He didn't know about the jeans, by the way. Now he probably will, but he didn't. And not put your health first. And I couldn't answer. So there you have it.
Do you have an answer now?
No. Well, dang, I thought we were moving on.
No. Hey, I got his back. What's your answer now?
My answer now is the answer it needed to be in the first place and last place is that I put my business before my health, and he was right.
Okay.
And I made a mistake, and I'm human. But here is the lesson learned. Okay, because there's always a silver lining. The lesson learned is that I found out in talking with friends and people that were also going through this mandatory evacuation situation was that there was a lot of absurdity, not just me, about people taking things that would seem very surreal and leaving behind things that really mattered. And when I finally did get access to my prescription through a friend of mine who was a doctor, and it was a very long and complicated story, the pharmacist told me that she had experienced this a lot because I got about, I don't know, maybe 3 hours away from where we were, and people were still impacted that far up mileage-wise. So, yeah. Okay, so I'm not even going to tell you that, well, I guess I am, that then they gave me the wrong prescription. It was really bad.
Gosh.
It was a storm in itself. However, we're all good now, but what I also wanted to talk about is since I mentioned about the community, and I don't know if this has happened when you've gone through it before, but I was astounded about the 360 degree cycle of how the community dealt with this aftermath and pre, post, and aftermath. And I don't know, I'm probably not being clear, am I?
What I want you to define is the community, because are you talking about your immediate community? Are you talking about all those involved?
Okay, so I'm actually referencing, okay, I like to give people a picture and a visual. So you have to have the visual. The visual is I'm in this beautiful place with this monstrosity of a television showing footage, and all I can get is Facebook. Oh, what an evil situation that was. So the only way that I can get updates on what's happening where I live that's not the media frenzy is this private Facebook group that everybody's posting in. So at first, it was so heartwarming. Everyone was coming together. People were praying for each other.
Like a support group.
Checking on each other.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then there was this time where people wanted to make sure everybody got out okay, and everybody was really reaching out to each other. And then there was when the storm was actually happening, then people were very concerned. And then there was this great surge of generosity, if you will, pardon the pun, of people going around, and the people who had stayed or that were here would go and check on other people's houses. And there were restaurants that... Uh-huh. One particular restaurant, they had stayed and they grew up here. And so they were feeding all the first responders. There were two or three restaurants that were doing that, you know, completely, like anybody who had stayed on the island, and first responders and Georgia Power and that, all that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
They were feeding them. And so it was like this amazing, like, coming together.
Yeah, people come together during these times.
Right. Okay. So now here's the twist. This is the part that I was appalled. So within a 24-hour window, people were going from praying for each other to an absolute sense of gratitude that they still had an island to come back to raging criticism and complaining because the federal FEMA, I'm not going to go for the acronym, is not letting people back on the island. And so here's human nature for you. Oh, we're so grateful. Oh, thank you so much. This is wonderful. Everybody come together. And then they're like, not even 24 hours. They are raising Cain because they can't access. They're not being held away from their homes. Some people are getting on and they're not getting on.
And what do they think? FEMA is just being mean to them?
Then they were like, it's a conspiracy theory. It was some of the most, you want to speak of absurd, it was some of the most ridiculous showing of human nature that I have to say I was not very proud to be associated with. And speaking of Facebook, I unfriended some people as a direct result of it.
Because of the way they were reacting about it.
Yes, because they were, one in particular was an instigator. And you know, there's always one in every crowd.
Oh, yeah, one or two.
And they were just, you know, getting people all riled up, this one individual especially. And I was just like, enough. You know, like, we are so blessed and so grateful. And that's another thing, too. People were going around saying, oh, we're so lucky, we're so lucky. I'm like, no, this is not about luck. Yeah. This is about, we are very blessed and we are very grateful. There's no luck about it. I mean.
Listen, I've been through a few hurricanes, and I will say this over and over again. Do not ever underestimate the power of Mother Nature. And meteorologists can only predict so much with all of their technology and the science and everything. And sometimes a storm just jogs to the left or jogs to the right, and it could be the difference between life and death.
And you are not kidding, because again, I live this. And if it was, okay, so they anticipated our storm was going to hit our area right at a high tide. And if that had happened, where I live would have been completely decimated. So the storm ended up landing 3 hours. 3 hours. That was our window that we were rescued. It hit 3 hours before high tide, and it stayed 40 miles offshore. So my entire world was already altered to a degree, but not anything like it would have been, by 40 miles in 3 hours. That's pretty poignant.
You see that? You see that?
And that's
everybody's tune would have changed if it did, you know, hit head on at a certain time. And it's just amazing. And what people need to do is they need to learn from those who have experienced it, especially like Katrina or Hurricane Andrew. Now, I want you to start gathering up your takeaways in your mind here, because
Don't you worry about that.
Before we break, I want to go back to that movie, The Jerk, because I went ahead and Googled the line, and basically he says, well, he threw up his hands. Well, that's it. I'm going to go then, and I don't need any of this. And it was all of this glorious stuff because he became rich quick. I don't need this stuff. I don't need you. I don't need anything except this. And that's it. And basically this was, it was an ashtray. And then a paddle game. Ashtray and the paddle game. And then it became the paddle game, the chair, the remote control, the matches.
And that was it.
The ashtray, the remote control, the paddle game, and this magazine, and the chair. And it just kept going on and on. It was hilarious. I think the movie is from like the 70s or 80s.
Well, I'm here to tell you that I wasn't in the traffic of evacuation, but I have heard that was a lot like the Beverly Hillbilly show. And so I'm thinking it probably wasn't that far off.
Well, his paddle game is your pair of jeans. We'll be right back.
Is the only thing keeping you from launching your podcast not knowing how? Let our award-winning team of veteran broadcasters relieve the overwhelm of launching, managing, and growing your show. You create the content and let the experts take the stress out of the rest. Contact us at produceyourpodcast.com for a free 15-minute consultation. Produceyourpodcast.com.
Take your business personally. Journey to there.
And we're back along with Tracy DeForge. I'm Russ Reba. You're listening to the Journey to Their radio show. And the topic today, the story after the storm.
And the story that it has been and still continues to be. So I want to move away from what I packed and didn't pack and how people reacted and didn't react. And I really want to highlight, and Russ, you mentioned it earlier, about the whole idea of true powerlessness. Powerlessness.
Yep, you got it. We got it.
And how Mother Nature, in my opinion, there are two things that we are powerless over, and it is the power of Mother Nature and time itself. Now, we can choose how we spend our time, but we can never get our time back.
Exactly.
So those are the two things that are very true to point. So what does that mean in a broader scale if you haven't been impacted by a literal storm, but maybe going through a storm in your life or storm in your business? Like I referenced right around the time that we were going through our storm, is the basic first, especially like I feel like in business that I've experienced this with my clients, a lot of times my clients come to me because they want me to clean up the mess of the storm. And if they had just visited me prior to the mandatory evacuation, then they would really be in a better space. But it's okay. They come to me when they come to me. And with that comes a lot of denial and staying in the wake, if you will. And one of my metaphors, because I love some metaphors, is I thought about, because I saw trees in people's homes when I got back. And it's like, if you're in denial of the storm that's going on either in your life or in your business, then it's basically like having a tree come through your roof and that you just don't address it. So you just got to get through to the other side of the storm, because it's always, I mean, there are a lot of rainbows we saw coming back.
Hey, and that was following beautiful. A hurricane, there's beautiful weather. There's the calm before the storm, and after a hurricane, it is blue skies and sunshine.
And you, just so quickly, because I know we're running out of time, but I just want to just say really quickly that kindness matters, and it's noticed in any area of your life. Mm-hmm. But above all, you can rebuild, reframe, redirect, and that includes with your business and your life as well. Anything
Great.
Can be rebuilt, reframed, and redirected if you just ride it out and get to the other side of the storm.
Agreed. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Journey to Their radio show. If this is your first time listening, we invite you to take a listen to our past episodes. You can grab them online at journeytothere.com as well as iTunes. A speedy recovery to you if you were affected by the storm. We look forward to you joining us for our next inspiring episode.
We hope you've enjoyed today's journey, and we invite you to visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes, find show notes, and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. We want to hear from you. Give us feedback or ask any questions by clicking or tapping Contact Us. That's journeytothere.com.